Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials.
What? That was just like
Let's do it again. Ready?
Yeah.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
I love how you can't hit the GMM notes, but you can hit the Friday, gotta get down.
Nothing
notes.
Stops on a Friday.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing stops on a Friday
show. Can we start over?
Yeah,
let's start over. This episode is chaotic and I literally am not speaking English.
No, I guess we could keep going since you addressed the fact
that
it's chaos.
Okay, so we're not
going
to start over.
Okay, but we can mentally start over. It's just like not worth the time. We're already on a delay today.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, that's so true. Okay, let's start.
In three, two.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Nailed it.
Welcome to the Morning Toast. Sorry for our little kerfuffle. It's Friday. You know, we're just so scattered.
You're mildly hungover. Not the worst that we've seen. Obviously, not the best. But you look really well. You seem well. How was your party? Tell us everything.
Well, if you really want to know how my party was, head over to patreon.com/themorningtoast.
Yeah, we did wind up putting together a Patreon party vlog because someone was like, after all this dress talk, like, we better get a party vlog. And I was like, Claude, we could do that.
And there was even more dress drama, you guys. Like, you, when you see it on the vlog, you're not going to believe it.
So Claudia vlogged her getting ready process, not like our makeup routine again, but like, you know, just like outfits and whatnot. Same with me. And then we did a little vlog from the party. So that should be up later today. I hope you guys will enjoy that. But give everyone a little sneak peek. How did you have fun? Was it everything you wanted to be and more? Do you feel like you're ushering in your birthday weekend? 27's looking better than ever.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually glad I got the celebration, like, turn up part kind of out of the way. Because now when I'm hungover, like, the thought of drinking makes me want to die. So I'm really looking forward to having like a really relaxing weekend.
Nice. That's so low key of you.
No, I'm not like other girls. This is what I've been trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to chill, you know, maybe get a massage that for my birthday. Nice. But I had a really good time last night. Honestly, I looked drop dead gorgeous. Like, and there was so much drama. You'll see in the Patreon. Like, but I literally left my house and my doormen were like, quaking.
They're, were like, they like, who is she?
They're like, the, I didn't see this woman come in the building.
Yeah.
Who is this
intruder,
woman?
Intruder.
Literally. And I looked absolutely gorgeous and I haven't looked gorgeous in a while, you know?
Yeah. You know, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I tried a new eyeshadow moment because I was watching like Kim tutorial. It just came up on IGTV before I got ready. And so I was like, I'll give this a stab. And it kind of was really awesome. So I felt like everyone was like feeling my look. Everyone loved my choker. Like, it was just, I felt pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's nice to like the way you look.
Yeah.
Like, when you hate yourself as much as I do, it's nice to change your pace. You know?
Yeah. These moments are fickle and fleeting.
I know. And of course, I didn't get like one good photo of myself. Like, of course. So annoying. I have this blurry photo shoot of me like in the bathroom. Like, that's it.
But that's how you know the night was good.
Yeah, no, it was. And it was so good to see everyone, you know, people we haven't seen since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I'm like not remembering anything. I did start to like black out towards the end of the night. Okay. So my head is killing me.
I'm so sorry that you feel that way, but I hope that it was worth it.
It was. And I just want to make an apology. I meant to do this. If I saw you last night at Paul's Casablanca and I shoved you, I just want to apologize. It really wasn't a shove. It was the part of the night when I couldn't stand anymore. And so like on my way out, there was just like a couple of gals who I did shove out of the way.
So how many people are we apologizing to?
Multiple. I don't know the exact number, but if you saw me at Paul's Casablanca last night, No, you didn't.
Okay. I think that's appreciated.
Yeah, no, because I really wasn't shoving. I just could not stand, and, like, she was in my way.
You were falling.
Yeah, no, I was the leaning tower of Gwenji. Like,
yeah, I understand. Things happen.
Yeah, and I don't want to be known as a shover. You know, I'd rather be known as a girl who couldn't stand, which is the truth.
I think I'd rather be known as a shover.
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
we're just so different.
We're so different. We're not like other girls. We're not like each other.
I was going to say that.
That's so...
What are the odds?
There's only so many things we say here.
Yeah, it's like one of five things.
Truly. Well, I'm so glad you had so much fun.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun, because for me, it was so nice to be amongst friends and family, everyone chatting, hanging, drinking, looking good. And it was a great soiree. Also, as you'll see, and you probably already saw, like, there was all these videos of the toast up on all the screens and, like, the CMA awards and, like, I was genuinely enjoying just watching it. I was wishing we could get some volume.
Yeah, or like captions or something.
Yeah, no, because it was just like so fun to watch.
Yeah, the event space had all these monitors. He's like, do you want to put something on? I'm like, yeah, the toast. I wish I had a music video and I would make that play on repeat, but I never did one for toast and I really should have.
You should have. But you live and learn. You'll do it for the next song. You'll do it for your ballad called RDH.
Because I'm RDH. I don't know how it would go, but...
No, it would be, like, so emotional, like...
RDH, RDH, RDH.
Like, Titanic, like...
Yeah, like, no, like, never
every
enough.
Every night in my dreams...
Wait.
I see you, I feel you, that is how I know you, RDH. I actually saw a comment yesterday. Someone's like, what is RTH? They always say it, but they never say what it means. It means remiss, devastated, and heartbroken. And it's just like a condensed version of how we feel when we don't let you know who today's episode is brought to you by, which is a great segue into letting you know it's brought to you by patreon.com/themorningtoast, where you can always get premium content of your girls, behind the scenes footage, podcast episodes, videos, moments that you just wouldn't get on the toast. And you just get so much there at patreon.com/themorningtoast. And there's so much footage from the past 3 years that we've done, like so many funny vlogs, chili cook-off, drunk get ready with us, that like if you sign up for the Patreon today, you'll be watching all weekend long.
Chili cook-off.
The chili cook-off was such good times.
Oh my God, hope everyone's doing okay in this storm. Like, yeah. The footage coming out of the subway stations in this town is disgraceful.
Yeah.
It is so disgraceful. And, like, it was so crazy. Even though, like, I didn't even see any rain. Like, low-key.
Right, because you don't have windows.
I live in a bunker.
But the rest of us did. Also, there was, like, a major flood on the Maj Dijon yesterday. And, like, 14...
The Maj Dijon
14 cars got stuck, like, underwater. But the NYPD, like, they put up, like, a truck barricade and they got everyone out. So it was
All
good on the Maj. But I was like, damn.
Not the Maj.
Not the Maj.
Take the subway. Leave the Majan. Wait, the Majan?
I was actually telling Maj someone... Dijon. I was talking to someone yesterday about, like, the flooding and the... inclement weather in New York, and I was like, and did you see the Major Deegan?
Yeah, it's not the Major Deegan. That's
no,
a thing.
I know, but it's truly the Maj Dijon. Like, I'm not even saying it to, because that's like the joke. Like, when I read it, I see Maj Dijon.
By the way, I do too now, even though I knew that it was Major Deegan. And then, like, when you told me that story, it forever became the Maj Dijon. So if you ever find yourself in New York heading up the FDR, hitting the Maj Dijon, make sure to take a picture for us.
Yes. Oh, I love when you guys send me the Maj.
You know what you should do? Like, if you have like an upcoming photo shoot, like for a project or like whatever, I don't know why you would be doing a photo shoot, you got to do it on the Maj Dijon.
Yeah.
You need to like Jersey Turnpike on the Maj Dijon.
That would be iconic.
Iconic.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Interstate. Wait. Sorry. Ignore me.
Okay, cool. Do you want to get into everything that we need to talk about?
I mean, I literally have nothing else to do.
Okay, because also I want to talk about Siesta Key, because I caught up last night and I have so many thoughts and feelings. I actually was thinking about it all day yesterday, because obviously it was the episode.
I heard it was crazy.
Juliet, spoiler alert, Juliet slapped Kelsey and like she was banished from the island. And she doesn't look like she's in next episode either. Like, I don't know what they're going to do about her. I'm just really disappointed in her. Because, like, Juliet is my number one on the show. And, like, she just... The thing about Juliet is, like, when she's the underdog, you just, like, you root for her. And she, like, all of a sudden starts, like, making good choices and, like, being a great person. And then when she's on top, she doesn't know how to be on top without letting everything crumble.
You want to be on top?
So I'm just, and I'm sure she was really disappointed in herself too. And I'm sure she doesn't need to hear it from me. But also just the role that alcohol plays on the show. Like Juliet was so drunk and like everyone's just talking about like Juliet's behavior, like Juliet's anger issues, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if Juliet wasn't drinking like that, she wouldn't have slapped anyone. So everyone like also needs to calm down with their drinking. Sorry. Okay. I know that's not fun to say.
No, it's not. It's especially not fun. To a hungover person.
It's not fun. I know that's not fun, but you don't get super drunk and hit people.
No, that's inappropriate. I've never done that.
And if you did, I would say...
What was the reasoning behind the slap?
Oh, because, like, they were really egging... Sorry, I don't want to, like, say... Well, okay. Juliet was very drunk. She went up to the bar and started... flirting, but like talking very excitedly towards Max, Kelsey's boyfriend, because I think Juliet still harbors all this resentment because Kelsey went to Sam.
I would
also
too.
Juliet and Kelsey are not friends right now, but Juliet goes to the bar and is like laughing hysterically. I don't think she's into Max at all. I think she just wanted Kelsey to feel one iota of what she's felt from Kelsey. Then Kelsey comes up and is like, stop talking to my boyfriend, you're in love with him. And Juliet's like holding two drinks and Kelsey's like, throw them. And of course, like, Juliet walks right into the trap, throws them. Trashy, horrible, whatever. Then they start fighting again. Chelsea's like saying all this stuff, and Juliet.
By the way, this is literally drag me, Monique.
Yeah, no, that's literally what it felt like. But it was just so. This is just not how you act, like.
And so this island, like, who kicked her off?
Production.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And I also feel like it must be really hard to be a reality TV star because the crazier you act, the better you are at your job.
Yeah, you get rewarded for negative things.
Not even rewarded, but it's like if you really wanted to like work on yourself, stop drinking a little bit, like not get so involved in drama, like you're bad. You're being bad at your job. You're not interesting.
Right, and a reality place is not the place to do that.
So you reality can always show. Justify your bad behavior when you're a reality show by saying, I'm doing my job.
For the show.
And I think that's a really hard cycle, and I think you get to a point where it's like, you need to prioritize like the things in your life that are actually important versus the show.
Yes.
And like her relationship with Sam is
important.
Like usually very good and solid. They're still together. So they obviously, and they've been together for a while. I think that they have a really great relationship and like that should be her focus and her brand. Not like being as crazy as she can possibly be for the show. Like, you know what? Let it be someone else's turn. There are plenty of girls in there who are thirsty enough to do what it takes to become a mainstay on the show. Like you can sit back, like not, you don't have to.
Isn't that what Chloe Troutman did? Like she really did, was
the drama.
She comes
back next week.
Oh, she does?
She's back next week, knocking on Amanda's door.
Oh
yeah.
My God, they just made such a big drama.
I think because Juliet wasn't filming, they were like, we can't have two of the like biggest castmates out. Chloe come back. Anyways, it was just really disappointing. I'm sure like Juliet will come back from it, but it was just, I don't know, it just really bothered me.
That's crazy. It wasn't sitting well. I heard it was a crazy episode, like everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, and I guess that's the Siesta Key recap.
Yeah, I haven't watched Love Island since the first episode, but I am gonna catch up and we'll recap like sometime next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
But I do think...
Now, without further ado, since we like move stuff around, it's time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
This episode's just feeling so chaotic, you know?
I mean, it's a crazy day.
I literally can't even speak English.
It's later in the day. Like, I did the TV recap first. Like, it's just...
It's... We are...
Everything's going...
We are mussy.
Haywire. Are you ready for our first story? It's actually kind of exciting news, I think. I found it to be.
What is it?
The Bachelor in Paradise cast has been revealed.
I did see this.
19 franchise alums kicking off season 7.
What I liked so far is that I knew most of the people from seasons I've watched because I'm not watching Katie's.
I knew most of the people as well, but also there will be more Katie guys. They just have to be eliminated from the show. Okay, so here are our contestants.
All that matters is Kelsey
Weir
is on.
Yes. Abigail Herringer from Matt James's season is on. Brendan from Clarentatious season. He was like number 3.
So cute.
Yep. Deandra Canu from Peter Weber's season.
There's a lot of Peter.
Yeah. Because they were supposed to be on last year, so we have like double the amount of eligible people.
Yet somehow Grocery Store Joe is back again.
But they love that. And I think the fans like that too. Like someone, not just like a first timer, like someone who like clearly wants to be in a relationship, is beloved in the franchise. I'm actually surprised there's not more of those.
There should be. Oh, Kendall might be there too.
Kendall might be there too. That to me is like too chaotic.
Honestly, like I know we've all moved on, but to me she'll always be the girl who taxidermies.
Oh, interesting.
The world may have moved on and forgotten, but I never forget. Because you want to know why? Elephants never forget.
Ivan from Clarentatious season.
Cutie.
Jesenia from Matt's season.
Oh my God. She was chaotic.
Chaotic.
Literally looking forward to her energy.
Same. Grocery Store Joe. He's like the only one who's like more than two seasons old. Carl from
Whose season was he on?
Becca Kufrin.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
Carl from Katie's season. Don't know him. Looking forward to getting to know him. Kelsey from Peter's season.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. Actually, she posted this photo on her Instagram, and I was like, that looks like a Bachelor in Paradise photo, but she's also like in St. Thomas with Victoria and Kelly, and I'm like, how is she doing both of those things?
Yeah.
Confusing. I'm confused. Kenny from Clarentatious season. Oh, he was the boy band manager.
Oh,
Mari from Matt James's season. I liked her.
I liked her too. She was slept on.
And yeah, she was slept on. I agree. Marissa from Peter's season.
Literally never seen her in my life.
Oh, Natasha from Peter's season.
Loved.
So fabulous. Can't wait to see her again.
She got like no respect from the franchise at all.
Noah from Tayshia's season, who was like the young one who was like
villainized. With the mustache.
Noah versus Bennett.
Yeah, I liked him. I thought he was cute.
I thought so too. I think he'll do well in
Paradise.
And
I actually think he probably just got a weird edit.
Yeah.
And he's probably like a nice guy.
Yeah. Serena from Matt's season.
That there were two Serenas, right?
Yeah, Serena C, sorry.
Serena C was the worst one. The worst Serena.
Well, Serena P is also there.
Serena P was lovely, should have won. Like, literally take the whole season home with you. The other Serena was, like, literally the bully who, like, got away with it. I'm still angry about that.
I know, same, but I just feel like perhaps that energy is right for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, and Bachelor in Paradise really does give people a whole new lease on life. Like, we see you totally differently.
Yeah.
Villains go to become unvillainized and heroes come to die. Like,
yeah.
Paradise can really shift things around.
Yep. Tajuan from Colton's season. Oh, that was our first Colton's girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tammy from Peter's season. Oh, chaos. You remember Tammy.
Who could forget?
Who could forget? The Queen Victoria from Matt's season, looking very different. Blonde hair. At first did not recognize her.
I liked her. Like, obviously not her behavior, but
I'm kind of like looking forward to her presence.
I love people who have no self-awareness. Like, that's the greatest television.
Victoria from Peter's season.
Is she Victoria P?
Victoria P, yeah.
She was like she got like exposed like for being a bully like right before her time ended. Like, yeah, she knew some girl from
like
before.
Her time was up like so quick. I thought she was going to be final four, and like one day it just all turned for her. But she's friends with all the girls, so I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah.
So that's the whole cast. There's definitely more girls than guys because the guys who are coming are probably from Katie's season.
Yeah. I like Paradise. I'm definitely still gonna watch it.
Yeah, same.
I am like, is this David Spade?
This is the crew. David Spade, Lil John, Titus.
Titus does help, but I'm really not looking forward to, like, just give me an Ariel Vandenberg. You know, like, you need a, in shows that are so chaotic, like, you need a Ryan Devlin. Like, you need an anchor. And I just think having, like, has-beens on is not going
to
help.
No, I don't think so either. It'll be interesting to watch Bachelor in Paradise now that we've just watched Too Hot to Handle. We're watching Love Island. You love Are You the One? Like, to see how it stacks up against these shows that it's, like, trying to be.
Yeah, I think it's actually very well done.
Well, there's one fatal flaw with the show, which is that it rewards the couples that are the most solid, boring. Therefore the most boring.
Yeah.
And there's only so many slots for people who are single and interesting and trying to make a connection.
And the further you go, it literally gets like one slot left.
Right. And then all of these people who have already left might have hit it off with these people who are coming in. And there's just not, I think at a certain point, if you hit like 6 weeks with the same person, six matchup ceremonies or rose ceremonies, you guys should go to
a fantasy suite.
A honeymoon suite.
I agree, because you are boring.
And then also that would switch things up, because some people probably wouldn't want to go. So they would like, is it like, do I really love this person? Do I want to stay on TV?
That's actually a really good call. They should reformulate it.
Free idea.
Free idea. Free million dollar idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because like it gets boring when it's like just happy couples.
And then we're focused on like one love triangle between like Dean, Christina.
When we could be focused on like 18 love triangles.
Yeah, that's actually really very well thought out.
Thank you. I've been thinking about it for a long time, this issue, and I just came up with the solution.
I'd love to see ideas being made.
Thank you so much. Okay, next story, a little more love news, but not really. Chelsea Handler explains why her crush on Andrew Cuomo is over. Okay,
that's the most relatable headline.
Everyone's crush on Andrew Cuomo has been over for a while, but they were actually like talking during the pandemic.
You know what? I just want to say, I can actually see, but before he came out as the disgrace that he is, I could actually see them as a couple.
I could, I guess I could see it too, sort
of. Similar energy. I think Chelsea's from New Jersey. Like, I think there could have been something there.
Yeah, the comedian revealed she had a change of heart in her feelings for the New York governor after multiple women came forward to accuse him of sexual misconduct. She said, "I found out all the stuff we found out about him, and I thought, well, I guess this isn't a guy that, this is a guy that doesn't like it offered up. So my crush with him is, yes, O-V-E-R. She had recalled that she offered herself up to Andrew Cuomo. She said, "In the pandemic, I was very turned on by his morning news conferences, as many of us were." Handler claimed that he subsequently reached out to her, leading to a couple of conversations between them. And after saying, she said he was metaphorically feeling himself on the phone, she joked that he could have literally been feeling himself.
Oh, my God.
But then she said she was preparing to film her special evolution on the East Coast at the time of her correspondence with Cuomo and thought they could meet up for a drink while she was in town. However, that never happened. She said he blew her off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The more I learn about Andrew Cuomo, the less I like him.
And he said on The View in October that while he's a big fan of Chelsea Handler, he only dates, quote, New York residents. That's like,
okay, weird. That's not like a about being governor.
Of everything about him, like, that's not even that weird. But, like, it really is. I think this is very emblematic of how a lot of people, their journey with
Cuomo.
With Cuomo evolved over the course of the year. There was, like, a few weeks where, like, everyone was homosexual. And now, like, what's the opposite of that? That's us.
No Cuomo-sexual.
No.
No-mo-sexual.
No-mo-Cuomo.
No-mo-Cuomo. Honestly.
Cuomo-no-mo.
Cuomo-no-mo. I'm so excited. This mayoral race is really heating. Oh, wait. He's the governor.
He's the governor.
Forever?
No.
Of course not. Yeah. No. That was a dumb question. I just sometimes forget that Governor Cuomo is not married. And I don't know, like, what book it's written, the unwritten rule, like, as a politician, you, like, are supposed to be married. Mm-hmm. So every time I remember that he's not, like, the story, it's just like, oh, yeah, it's kind of odd. Even though there's, like, literally nothing wrong with it. It's just bizarre.
It's especially odd now knowing what we know that, you know, because he's a creep.
Yeah. Right. So the whole thing just, like, doesn't look good.
No, not at all. But you have to remember then there was, like, the Sandra Lee moment.
Who could forget?
Okay, cool.
The Sandra Lee of it all.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Sandra Lee from the Food Network was married to Governor Cuomo.
Like, no, they were, I think, I don't think,
like,
they
in
were
a domestic partnership.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, partners, like, you know.
Yeah. Also, I was just reading this article. Sandra Lee's on this, like, fitness journey. She's, like, 5 pounds away from her goal weight. Too. I'm so happy for her.
I'm so happy for her. We love to see a fitness journey.
No, and she's, like,
and the last
she said
five
she's,
pounds
like, feels,
are the hardest.
They are. And she said she feels, like, the best she's ever felt.
That's really nice to
and
see.
I just love her. I just need her to get back to work, start making more some cooking shows.
Semi-homemade, like, now that I sometimes cook, like, I have so much appreciation for semi-homemade.
No, it's stunning. And her whole aesthetic was just so rich, like, governor's wife. And it was just, like, it was...
But that was not her aesthetic. I feel like when her show was actually on, she wasn't even dating.
I feel like
governor.
She was.
Okay. No, her aesthetic was
cute. Oh, excuse me,
cute.
Does Sandra Lee live in New York?
No, I think she just moved out.
That is such a slap in the face to Governor Cuomo.
That's, like, a sign of the times.
Oh, my God. Sandra Lee. Like, I just want to live where she lives. Mm-hmm. And I want her to make me, like, cookies.
Yeah, I'm sure they're good. But I'm sure they're just, like, the slice and bake you can make.
Yeah, because she's semi-homemade.
Yeah.
It's a great concept for a show.
Great concept.
I just really, I feel like we've said this before. I need Food Network to return to their old programming.
We've said this. And okay. But I feel like Discovery Plus, like, you can get all that old programming.
I have, like, a thing. Like, I will not sign up for Discovery Plus. I'm, like, annoyed by it.
You're only punishing yourself by not.
That might be true.
There's so much there for you.
I wouldn't have to do it if just they played some normal cooking shows on the Food Network and not Guys Grocery Games every fucking day. Like, yeah. It's all Guys Groceries Games and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is good. But I'm just like, can we get I'll take Giada. Like, I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
It used to be, like, Emeril. Rachel Ray, At Home with Bobby Flay. Like, there was all this shit. Like,
yeah. Now you, would you take Bobby Flay?
No.
No, that's where you draw the line.
What is our joke about Bobby Flay? I'm just, like, having a
that
brain fart.
That he's always going toe-to-toe with everyone. And it's like nobody asked him. And he, like, has this complex where he needs to be the best at everything. But it's like, why can't everyone have their own thing?
And the
Bobby?
Show is 100% rigged. Now I remember.
Oh, yeah. And he's just like...
Like, you can't be the best. You can be a really, really, really good world-renowned chef, but you're not going to be the best at making every cuisine. And, like,
right, and every dish. And, like, leave some space for the rest of us. And, like, why do you have to go to these people's
hometowns?
He's
gatekeeping. He is gatekeeping, like, cuisines.
No, but why do you go to these people's hometowns?
attack them.
Set them up with a false premise for a show that they're doing. You're studying their recipe and they don't even know they're competing against you. Like, what
it's an ambush.
Doing? It's an ambush.
It's an ambush. He is gatekeeping like the chef industry. And I ate at a Bobby Flay steakhouse once and I did not feel safe.
Yeah. So I just feel like it's just all wrong. Like, there's enough space for all of us, Bobby.
Lay off, Bobby.
He knows. He's been really quiet since that episode.
Yeah. I haven't.
Are you ready for our next story? It's a little Hillary Baldwin news.
Hillary Baldwin. Yeah, she's got nerve again with this caption.
Hillary Baldwin claims her culture is fluid 7 months after her heritage controversy.
We'll read it. I just am annoyed how much of an advantage she's... No, how much she's taking advantage of the English language, okay? Mm-hmm. Your background...
In addition to the Spanish
cannot language. Be fluid. You are from where you're from, and you're not from where you're not from. And Hillary is not from Spain.
Yeah, but in an Instagram post on Thursday, the yoga instructor and wife of Alec Baldwin said she recently reunited with her side of the family for the first time in almost 2 years due to the pandemic, and that they discussed, quote, how we grew up, our languages, our cultures, multi and very valid. Quote, when you are multi, it can feel hard to belong. You are constantly going back and forth, trying to be more this or more that. You feel you have to explain why you are the way you are, trying to fit into a world of labels where there might not be one that perfectly defines you. You will never quite fit in because the other parts of you shape and influence all your parts.
What? Do you remember how it was a big scandal that came out when we found out that Caroline Calloway had the ghostwriter?
Yeah.
Who was writing all of her Instagram captions?
Yeah.
I think that girl is working for Hillary.
Natalie?
Yeah, or someone of Latin descent is working for Hillary. What the hell is she talking about?
I have no idea, but it's really crazy.
She's gaslighting the shit out of us.
That in everything, it's like she's really still not like backing down off of this, you know?
No, she refuses to admit that she's literally lying.
Yeah, no, she just like, they keep just throwing like so much verbiage at us so that we get so bored and we're like, oh, forget it, you know?
No, I just think as a society, we cannot... let up.
No.
Because Hillary Baldwin pretending to be Spanish will forever be the weirdest thing anyone's ever done. And I really don't want us to get past it, you know, because news cycles shift, people move on with their lives. But I think as a society, we should make a true commitment to not forgetting. Never forget.
Never forget. I agree. And I feel like most people are very much in that boat because this was a story that like took everyone by storm.
Yeah, of course. No, and like for me, I really couldn't help but wonder, in the words of Carrie Bradshaw,
I couldn't help but wonder.
Like, was Alec Baldwin a part of this farce, or up until a year ago, did he think he married a Spanish woman? I think it's the latter.
That's a really good question.
I know.
I think it's the former.
You think he's in on the farce?
I think he like... knows where she comes from and like also realized she was misrepresenting herself, but like was like, go do your thing.
No, I think that like he was handled.
And you so you think when it came out, you think they were like fighting in their house?
No, I think that he's like such a narcissist that like he thinks this is like the media lying on his family, and he actually thinks that she's Spanish. Like, I'm dead fucking
still,
serious.
You think yeah. Still. Oh, okay, maybe that. Either way, whatever they believe it together. There's no
yeah, there's, and that's why they're successful. Like, they are a true unit.
That's why they have such a great marriage.
They are a unified front.
Yeah, they really are. I agree with that, but I just don't know what it is they believe.
So please, just make a commitment to yourself when you do your morning affirmations. Remind yourself, Hillary Baldwin lied about being Spanish and is literally gaslighting us on Instagram into like rethinking that she's Spanish. And it's important that we remember, first of all, that she's not Spanish. And second of all, that she did that. Like, she acted like a full other culture for her entire life in the public sphere. And it's really kind of lame and embarrassing. And she should be so mortified. You know, yeah. She should shame on her house. She brought shame on her family.
Yeah.
Who's not from Spain, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No. Oh, no. No, they're not. Are you ready for our next story, which is a little follow-up from news this week that I found to be quite interesting?
Suez?
No, unfortunately, not that interesting.
Shit. Everything's all cleared up in the Suez. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I'm going to have to send, like, another big ship there and, like, just, like, a
turn it sideways.
Everyone push. No, but Kanye helped Kim with her upcoming KKW beauty rebrand. This is really interesting. They might be exes, but they're still partners in business. After Kim announced earlier this week that her KKW beauty website would be shutting down in August for a rebrand, many fans speculated it was because she plans to drop the W from the company's name in light of her pending divorce from Kanye. But a source close to the Kardashians and the beauty company told Page Six Style that that's not the case at all. In fact, West helped his estranged wife with the rebrand. Quote, fun little fact, Kanye helped come up with the new name. Kim's decision to
rebrand. So there is a new name.
Yes, sir. But Kim's decision to rebrand has nothing to do with dropping the W in KKW, since she has not changed her legal name and still goes by West. It has been in the works for a while, and Kanye actually helped Kim to come up with the new brand name.
Okay, so we're getting a confirmed brand change name. Mm-hmm. But I have wondered about the West. I always thought it was really interesting that she, like, when you're a public person, usually don't change your name.
Yeah, not in such a public way.
And, like, put it on all your branding. But I really know her as KKW. Like, we don't call her Kim Kardashian. Like, she's Kim Kardashian West.
Yeah.
And so I think the way that her brand became KKW is so crazy. And, like, are we going to go back to that? I don't know.
I don't know either. So now I'm like, maybe it's not Kim Kardashian Beauty. Maybe it's just, like, maybe the rebrand is to make it so that, like, it's more than just makeup, because obviously she has her fragrances. And, like, she definitely has too many verticals and she needs to put them all together.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the name is going to be. But it makes me happy to know they're still partners in business. And
yeah, I have to imagine that they're getting along well.
I hope so.
Because Kim is not, like, a mean or spiteful person. She's actually very calm and lovely. And Kanye is, like, very in his own world. So I actually could see them co-parenting and being on good terms very, yeah, very
plus
nicely.
They have so many kids together. And so it probably requires a lot of communication and coordination to make sure everyone's getting time with the kids.
Yeah. And are the kids going to be, like, bi-coastal, you know, like Idaho,
you mean Wyoming? They would just be like,
yeah, I don't know what the right word is, because it's not bi-coastal, but like LA to Idaho. Why do I keep calling it Idaho?
I don't know.
Gotta check out Idaho.
Are we ready for our next story, which is a little more kid news?
The kids are out of control.
The kids are out of control. But yesterday was Penelope Disick's birthday, and I just feel like it took up my entire
feed. It did.
Like, everyone was talking about P's birthday. Yeah. I felt like I got to learn so much about P from everybody's captions. Like,
best post, hands down, Nori's Black Book. If you want to read the caption, it was so fucking funny.
It was so fucking funny. Even Chloe commented.
And did she?
Yeah. She said these captions are hilarious. Something
it was
like that.
So good.
It was so good. I just feel like, one, everybody loves P. I mean, of course, everybody loves the kids. But, like, the fact that everyone was posting for this camper's birthday. And
she's, like, so stunning for a child. Like, she's striking.
I know. And I feel like she really, like, as much as we know, like, North's personality from, like, Nori, I feel like P has her own personality.
For sure. I mean, her mom is Courtney, so.
Yeah. I just feel like she's, like, cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think it's so cool that they're, like, so many of the cousins have cousins, like, similar ages, and they're going to have, like, best friends for life.
Yes. And Travis Barker gifted Courtney's daughter, Penelope, drums for her birthday.
Oh, my God. I saw that picture, but I didn't realize that's from Travis. Oh, my God. I'm, like, literally going to cry. That's
Isn't
so
that
fucking
so
cute.
Beautiful.
I had seen it. I'm like, oh, she plays drums. I did not know that it was a gift from Travis. That means they're really good drums. Like, the best of the best.
Oh, for sure. And then she's the best teacher in the world.
Oh, my God.
Imagine Wait. She grows up to be a drummer and she's like, I learned it.
I just want to let you know, like, if Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian don't, like, get married or just end up together, like, I will dead ass be so annoyed.
Annoyed? I honestly, like, heartbroken, because this just seems like everything. Like,
this is perfect.
This,
like, yeah. This story that you just selected that I didn't even know about, like, this is what life is all about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kids, family, music. The music. Yes. Okay.
He gave her the gift of music.
And that is priceless.
Yeah.
Even though that's the biggest fucking drum set I've ever seen in my life. It probably cost like $100,000.
Yeah, and it's pink and Can scented and so fucking cute. It's
oh just my God. A really cute. And it has picture. Her name on the front. It's such a cute gift. And I just hope she said thank you, because that's, like, so thoughtful. I could cry.
Yeah, really, really sweet. And Travis and Courtney are going so strong, like, stronger than ever. Every day, it's, like, a new outing, a new look.
Yeah, but do they ever just sit on the couch? They're always doing stuff.
I know. Well, I guess there's so many kids between them. They've got to keep the campers occupied.
Yeah. But, like, don't they ever just want to, like, lay in bed and watch a movie?
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
I hope so.
They probably watch Blended, and they get inspired.
You First of all, I've never seen that movie.
It's so good.
You love that movie.
It's so good because, like, you think it would just be, like, stupid Adam Sandler movie, whatever, but it has so much heart, and it's so, so good. If you've never seen Blended, Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, it's so good. And if you're thinking about blending a family or you're in the...
Oh, you need a tutorial.
Or you're in the middle of blending one. They actually, like, really don't become blended till, like, the end, which is...
Don't spoil it.
It's more like almost blended.
On the way to being blended.
Yeah, but it's a really, really cute movie. It's just, like, so much better than you would think it is.
I think you actually just nailed, like, the Adam Sandler genre. It's, like, dumb Adam Sandler movie, but, like, that have a lot of heart. Like, Big Daddy, dumb movie, had so much heart.
No, but I feel like as we get further into...
The Click.
As we get further into, like, the future, the movies get dumber and dumber. So, like, to have a sort of, like, contemporary movie that's not that dumb...
You mean his most recent work has been...
Really bad.
Yeah. I agree. But he's just in it for the money now.
Yeah.
And I respect mean, it.
Dewey Dubler's Halloween. What was that one? Hoobie Dubler?
Hoobie
Halloween.
I don't know, but
and
I know what you're
talking about. And I remember I recapped it on the show, because the end had a twist, and I don't remember if I thought there was heart or if it was heartless. Because I remember the twist at the end, but I can't remember what I thought.
What was the twist? Spoil it. I'm never going to watch this movie.
Okay, so the movie takes place in Salem, Halloween, everything.
Actually, should I watch it? No. I'm never going to watch
everything it. Everything is, like, so spooky, and then, like, and Dewey Dubler is, like, the town loser. Always has been. Always will be.
What's his name?
I'm going to find.
Dewey Dubler?
His name is literally, like, Hoobie Boobler. Hoobie's Halloween.
Hoobie Hoobie.
Okay. It is called... Hoobie Halloween. Yeah.
What is Hoobie's name?
Hoobie's name is Hoobie. Okay, guys, I'm literally not even fucking with you. His name in the movie, it's like
Hoobie Hoobly.
Is Hoobie? Hold on. It's like, Hoobie G U and then dot dot dot. But I need to get.
Safe to say it's Hoobie Doobie.
Okay, hold on. No, I'm getting so close. I'm getting to IMDb. Some people are like definitely chef. Hoobie Dubois, French.
Wait.
It's Dubois. Dubois.
Dubois?
Yeah. D-U-B-O-I-S.
Oh, Dubois.
Dubois. No, but it's Hoobie Dubois. That actually does sound right. Okay. Hoobie Dubois.
Oh, my God. Is it Hoobie Dubois a play on words of Heather Dubrow?
Perhaps.
Okay. So, yeah. Hoobie is a loser.
Biggest loser. Always has been. Always will be. Growing up, they used to pull pranks on him. And he's, like, obsessed with Halloween. And then even... Like and he's, like, really movie. Gullible, too. And, like, every Halloween, they just, like, get him with the pranks. Because, like, he's, like, a Halloweenophile. And he just, like, is always going with the flow. And, like, the town... Like, this... You know, it's, like, the bullies from high school are, like, still living there. And, yeah. Like, he lives with his mom. And he's just, like, really fucking pathetic. Honestly.
No,
even, like,
honestly?
The kids... And now he's, like, obviously grown. Adam Sandler's, what, 50? Like, the kids in the town, like, make fun of him and, like, throw shit at him. It's like really bad.
I just want to say I'm never watching this movie. I didn't know that it was a sad movie.
No, it's like really fucking tragic. So someone out there is like pressed that they're treating Hoobie like this.
As they should be.
And so on Halloween night in Salem, Massachusetts, extremely spooky, like a couple people start disappearing. And it's like, where are they going?
And somebody's basically doing this for justice for Hoobie.
Justice for Hoobie. Literally. And there's all these like different forces throughout the movie, and you're like, could it be this person? Could it be that person? Is it just magic spooky? Like we're in Salem, things happen.
Right. It's
as
his
if
mom.
The ghost of witches passed.
It's his mom.
At the end of the day, it's his mom. She has all of like.
Oh my God! I just guessed that.
His lifelong torturers like hung in her backyard.
I love that.
Alive, they're just like
as a good mother should.
And she's like, I think ready to kill them all. And she doesn't. And I guess she gets arrested. and I just don't know. How I felt about the ending.
I
just remember I felt strongly, but I can't remember my take on it.
I just want to say, your reaction was riveting. Like, I don't need to see the movie. I just saw it through your eyes. And I knew it was the mom because I'm smart. And honestly.
And because I told you like 6 months ago and you maybe remember.
No, you want to know how I knew? You literally didn't mention any other characters. So you're like, you want to know who it was? I'm like, the mom? Like, that's the only other character you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, you know, principal. Like, there was... Not a crossing guard. Like, there was no other characters you mentioned, so it had to be the mom.
Well, there actually, like, were.
No, that you mentioned.
That I mentioned. Right, of course. I tried to say evil forces, you know.
Like, Hoobie Doobler.
Hoobie Dubois. So, that's the latest Adam Sandler movie. I would have Segment. Never watched it, but Zach made me.
Yeah, no. And sometimes, like, it's nice to get into the Halloween spirit. Even though, I don't know why people still make Halloween movies after Halloween Town, because that's just never going to be it.
Yeah.
Did you like that movie?
Is that the one with the bowl?
No, that's Hocus Pocus.
Oh, right. Halloween Town, that's like Disney, DCOM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that girl, you know, that, like, she's got that face.
Was she from Quince?
Yes. Yes! Yes! She was from the Disney Channel original movie, Quince.
Which is about five babies.
Her mom, she's like a kid, and her mom had quintuplets, right?
Yeah, Quince.
And it's just like, it's torture, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, her name is Marnie in Halloween Town. But in Quince, she finds a way to make this, like, medical marvel all about herself, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. That's so crazy. Now I'm on her IMDb.
She has a really punchable face.
Yeah. I'm, like, not so crazy about Halloween movies. Like, sorry.
By the way, me neither.
But I like Halloween.
Love. But I love a Christmas film.
Of course. Yeah. You can't just, like, stand all holidays.
What do you think is the best Christmas film? Not Hallmark.
Oh,
like, ones that were released in theaters.
That really opens up the floodgates.
It's Elf, right?
Probably objectively, yes. Let's look at a list of Christmas movies.
The one where Vince Vaughn plays Santa, Fred Claus. It's like he's Santa's like dumb younger brother.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think that's the premise, and I think that's who plays Fred.
He's also like Four Christmases is pretty cute with him and Reese Witherspoon.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, they're like each have divorced parents, so they have to go to four different places for Christmas.
Also, The Holiday. Is that?
Oh, that's good.
Christmas?
It's a holiday movie, but also the one with Kristen Chenoweth where they want to see the lights from outer space. You know, with Danny DeVito and Kristen Davis. And Danny DeVito's the neighbor, and he has all these. It might be Deck the Halls. And those twins from 8th and Ocean are in it. The ones with the astigmatism. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. The astigmatism. If you don't know those commercials with the twins. Oh, my God.
With the twins from 8th and Ocean who have an astigmatism. That's all you need to know.
No, there's also that it's a. Are you talking about boy twins or girl twins?
Girl twins.
Yeah, blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were models in 8th and Ocean.
Yes.
And I just feel like. I think that's where we'll draw the line. Like, if you know that reference, like, this is the show for you. And, like, if you don't.
8th and Ocean was the best show. And when it never came back, I was truly heartbroken.
Yes. Also, an amazing Christmas movie that I personally love is The Grinch.
Could not agree more.
Might be one of my favorites.
Absolutely perfectly well done. Stunning. Yeah.
Also, The Princess Switch, of course.
No.
No, I agree. A Christmas Prince, the one from Netflix, like, was pretty good, but it wasn't good enough because I didn't watch the next ones.
When I regard holiday films, I don't include any originals from Netflix.
Me neither.
Like, it had to have been released in theaters, like, when we were kids, in my eyes.
Also, Home Alone.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yeah, yes, because, like, they were going away for Christmas.
It's also, like, low-key, like, an episode of SVU. Like, they were trying to kidnap him.
No, I
agree. As a kid, like, I used to be really scared. And I'm like, why is everyone laughing at these kidnappers? Like,
yeah.
It was actually serious. It was a serious threat.
Yeah, I agree. Just Friends, you love that movie.
I love that movie. And I also don't think of it as a holiday movie. I think of it as, like, a rom-com.
Yeah.
That, like, happens to take place during the holidays.
Agreed.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Okay, if you insist.
So I think the elf is...
Yeah, Elf or Grinch.
Grinch is so good, and it's so family-friendly.
And it's so quotable.
So quotable. Loathe entirely. okay, so I do believe, right?
I believe that that is our show, wrapping up a great week here at the Morning Toast. You know, we didn't get you a cake. But we do want to wish you a happy birthday because that was on me and I forgot and your birthday's tomorrow. So things happen.
Bitch, I always fucking get
I know. I actually meant to because I would have loved, you know, to crush some
cake,
some donuts or something on a Friday.
Is this a prank? There's a cake over there.
No, like I wish so much. I wish I didn't even mention it because you probably didn't realize.
No, why do you think I literally came in today?
I'll make it up to you.
No, I don't want it.
Let me make it up to you.
No, I don't want the cake. It's
let me make
it's probably for the best. I get the message you guys are trying
we're
to
gonna
send.
Make it
stop
up
eating.
We're going to make it up to you.
It's fine.
Do you want to sing to yourself before we go?
Honestly, no.
Wow. That's how upset you are?
No. That's how much like I want to go home.
That's how much you want to end the show.
Yeah, no. So maybe, I love you guys. I don't want to end the show. I just really need to get
into
bed.
Maybe Monday could be the official birthday celebration of the Claudia on the Toast.
I mean, it's fine. Like, I just think it's important to remember a few things. Not that I was ever keeping score. I did get you a Gucci bag, like, just for the show.
Yeah.
Because when we used to say, Gucci bag. We haven't done that in a while.
Because we don't have a clock and we don't see when it's 11:11.
Let's get a clock.
Digital, so we can see.
Yeah. I just got you a Gucci bag and I got balloons for you. And then like that following year, like I just got like a lackluster cupcake from you. And then I stopped like trying because we were just like on two different playing fields.
Okay. You know what? That's really fair criticism.
That's okay. Good. No, it's good.
I see what you're referring to.
I did get a cake last year.
You got a cake last year.
But it's worth noting, Jillian got the cake. And when I got you that celebration, we didn't have anyone working with us, so.
No, it's true. I'm in the deficit. I'm in the wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm in the, what's the opposite of deficit? Ificit?
Proficit?
There isn't a word,
I assume. Let's go to antonyms.com. No, you have to go to thesaurus, deficit, and then click antonyms.
I think
love an antonym. If thesaurus.com like ever got hacked and taken down, like the world would cease to exist.
I mean, if thesaurus.com didn't exist, this would not exist. Dead fucking serious. I use thesaurus.com so much. Oh, and by the way, I also use dictionary.com.
Antonyms for deficit.
Okay, but also can I say something really quickly? People who don't use dictionary.com and use like Merriam-Webster, I just want to say, like, you're a psychopath. Like,
freaks.
That's crazy ass serial killer behavior. Sorry, continue.
Are you ready for the antonyms for deficit? Abundance, adequacy, advantage, enough.
Abundance is good.
Advantage is good. Sufficiency, but that's not, that seems like zero.
Sufficient. It's like enough.
I don't know. I was looking for a word that like rhymes with deficit. That
meant, like, preface it.
Preface it. Add it, Merriam.
Well, what I was going to say was that, well, I might be
in the preface.
Well, you might be in the deficit for birthday cakes. Like, I am in the preface it for like never letting you talk. So I guess we could just call it even.
How does that sound? Put her there.
Very good. Very good. All right. So all's well that ends well here at the Morning
Toast. Do you
want
me to sing to you?
Actually, yes.
Okay. And which one do you want? Stevie Wonder or the classic?
The classic.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Unbelievable.
Happy birthday, dear Claudia.
That was good.
Happy birthday. Oh my God. To you.
Okay, you have made significant progress. I just want to say, like, I really think you should take voice lessons. Because, like, the thing is, like, you want to have a good voice so badly.
So bad, more than anything.
And it's, like, just not fair that you don't have one.
No, and it's, like, it makes you think, because at the end of the day, like, people who have good voices are so supremely talented, but it's also just luck.
It's not talent. No offense. Like, you didn't earn it.
No, I
And don't. Of course, you can trade. But you're either born with it or not. It's privilege. Like, it is. It's no, you're 100% right. And when, like, when we compliment singers and they're like, thank you, like, you didn't do anything.
No, thank God.
Literally.
Literally. I think that's a great way to end the show. Happy birthday, Claude. We love you so much.
Thank you.
You don't look a day over 22.
Yeah, people think I'm like 45.
Oh my God, last night I was talking to someone who listens to the toast and didn't know how old I was. And like, she was saying how she's so old. I was like, how old could you possibly be? And then she was like, how old are you? And I was like, 28. And she's like, oh my God, I thought you were in your 30s. I was like, oh, because I'm a grandma, like, because I give off grandma vibes. She was like, yeah, no, actually, I guess like the way that my energy is just older.
Well, if that's the case, like, I drink like an 18-year-old, so.
Yeah, no, so I guess.
But people, like, always think I'm old, but weight adds a factor. Like, people just think you're older when you're fat.
You think?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. I do.
But also, sometimes, like, it, like.
I need to get liposuction, just, like, call it a day.
Bring me with you.
Okay. Theo, I love you. Thank you for being literally just a heavenly being.
He's the greatest gift.
Remember that.
Met Gala, heavenly
bodies.
Oh my God,
you are literally reading my mind. I'm so freaked out. He is the literal mascot of heavenly bodies.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast. Also, if you do want to get me a present, I'm registered at Bloomingdale's. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show.
Where we deliver the fast
Where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us. Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. Buy me a present and have a great day.
Love you. Bye.